With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. On the heels of Wisconsin's first wolf hunt in several years, groups are calling for a lot more planning in future seasons after hunters killed far more wolves than the state had intended. Mike Moen reports.
Last month's hunt was prompted by a court order after wolves were removed from the federal endangered species list. The State Department of Natural Resources wanted to wait until later this year, but a lawsuit prompted a hastily organized hunt in February with a quota of 119 wolves, but more than 200 were killed in just a few days. Kristen Schrank of the Alliance for Animals says the numbers are concerning, and so are the methods that were allowed.
This hunt allowed hounding, night hunting, the use of leg traps and snares, so it was particularly cruel.
If wolf hunting continues, her group wants to restrict the use of hunting dogs and other tactics. They're also blasting the decision to allow the hunt during breeding season when wolf packs are considered more vulnerable. The DNR had said it wanted to seek input from tribal leaders and others for a plan backed by science and data, but was forced to act sooner because of the lawsuit by a pro-hunting group. I'm Mike Moen.
By the end of this month, an additional 2 million Wisconsinites will be eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine. Thursday, the Department of Health Services announced people with certain medical conditions over the age of 16 will be eligible starting March 29th. Some of those conditions include people who have cancer, chronic kidney disease, and diabetes. You can find a full list on our website, WXPR.org. Deputy Secretary Julie Willems-Van Dyke says the eligibility is based on CDC and State Advisory Committee guidance.
It is based on the best evidence we have about which medical conditions make someone more vulnerable to severe illness or death.
DHS says it will get through the majority of educators before the end of the month. Willems-Van Dyke says if you are eligible right now, make a vaccination appointment.
We have seen a significant increase in vaccine over the last 2 months, and will continue to see that increase according to our federal partners. And that means we don't have to do this continuous staging group by group by group. That's why we're opening to a much larger group here.
At this rate, and with the expected doses the state says it should receive, DHS plans to open eligibility to everyone 16 and older sometime in mid-May. The COVID relief bill signed by President Joe Biden is expected to provide much-needed economic relief for Michigan's small towns and rural communities. Matt Hildreth with RuralOrganizing.org says the pandemic exacerbated the struggles of rural areas, many still struggling after the last recession. And he contends the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan will put the 1 in 5 rural Michiganders on a path to recovery.
Sometimes it can feel like our voices don't have an impact on decisions that are made in Washington that affect the lives of everyday people. And this is one of the most impactful pieces of legislation, especially for working people, that we've seen in a generation.
Along with direct stimulus payments, extended unemployment benefits, and increased food assistance, the bill will fund the expansion of vaccine distribution by rural hospitals, provide mortgage assistance for low-income rural households behind in payments, and expand broadband access and provide internet-connected devices to vulnerable students. A new analysis predicts the American Rescue Plan will reduce the poverty rate by a third in 2021. Hildreth explains that's because it will have a much further reach than the past two COVID relief bills.
Michigan could see over $10 billion of state and local allocations. These are early numbers, but it's clear that Michigan is going to benefit in a very direct way.
The president signed the bill into law yesterday. Great Lakes water levels in 2021 are tracking below last year's levels. Lake Superior, Michigan, Huron, St. Clair, and Erie remain well above long-term average levels. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers keeps watch on water levels in the Great Lakes. Since November 2020, the Great Lakes Basin experienced 4 consecutive months of below-average precipitation. This, combined with a cold air outbreak during February, led to increased evaporation across the lakes. Late winter and early spring are typical Great Lakes seasonal rise periods because of increased rainfall and runoff. Water levels typically peak in the summer or early fall. The most recent 6 months forecast of Great Lakes water levels predicts levels to remain below record high levels. Our forecast: sunshine today with a high of 33 and gusty northwest winds. Clear skies tonight, 10 to low around 14. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.